Welcome to the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. Today we'll be listening to the track Barramundi by This Mortal Coil from the 1984 album It'll End in Tears. This Mortal Coil was a music collective led by Ivo Watts Russell, the founder of the British record label 4AD. Watts Russell founded 4AD in 1980 and it established itself as one of the key labels in the British post-punk movement. After failing to get one of the label's signings, Modern English, to try an idea he had, he got a couple of the other bands under the label to do the recording. As a part of those sessions, a cover of Tim Buckley's Song to the Siren, performed just by Elizabeth Fraser and Robin Guthrie from the Cocteau Twins, was recorded as the B-side for the project. Watts Russell was so pleased with that track that he switched it to the A-side, and with its praises still regularly sung today, it is now considered a landmark in alternative music recordings of the 1980s. Please seek that track out for a listen if you have not heard it before. That is Song to the Siren by This Mortal Coil. It was this song that was the impetus that led to Watts Russell pushing the idea forward and making it a reality. That was, This Mortal Coil was not to be a band as such, but a unique collaboration of musicians recording in various permutations. The idea was to allow artists the creative freedom to record material outside of the realm of what was expected of them. As a result, Watts Russell pursued the recording of a full album under the This Mortal Coil moniker, 1984's It'll End in Tears. Contributing artists to the project is essentially a roll call of all of the cool alternative UK bands of the 80s. For example, Cocteau Twins, Dead Can Dance, Modern English, Colourbox and Cindy Talk. Seriously melancholy, but also extraordinarily inventive, this is one lush and evocative album. The members of Cocteau Twins and Dead Can Dance feature prominently on this album. Both of these bands went on to achieve long careers lit with mainstream success, and their names will be long remembered in music folklore. Perhaps on this album, you get to hear them in a unique setting that they otherwise never repeated. There were two more This Mortal Coil albums recorded. They were Filigree and Shadow in 1986 and Blood in 1991. There was even an upgraded version released by Watts Russell in 1998 called The Hope Blister. As good as those albums undoubtedly are, there is something remarkably unique about the album It'll End in Tears. I saw this statement about the album. In 2018, Pitchfork ranked It'll End in Tears at number 8 on its list of the 30 best dream pop albums. I like that a lot. So, let's dream away. Here is a mere taste. This is Lisa Gerrard from Dead Can Dance, a later Golden Globe Award winner for her soundtrack to the movie The Gladiator, with Simon Raymond from the Cocteau Twins. This is the track Barramundi by This Mortal Coil from the 1984 album It'll End in Tears.